In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Twitter jumps on the sticker bandwagon, hoping you'll stick around. But they found an interesting way to use them. The details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting in New York. Well, just under a year ago, Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey took the reins again as chief executive, and he's made a big initiative to keep the site relevant amid the growing competition from all these social media platforms that continue to enter the new digital world. Twitter's latest strategy? Stickers. WSJD's Nathan Oliveras-Giles has the latest on that front, and he joins us on the line from San Francisco right now. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. So, a lot of social media platforms have gone the way of the sticker. How will Twitter be different?
Well, everyone else who seems to be using a sticker in their app is pretty much using it for messaging. You send a sticker to friends. Sometimes they're animated. It's kind of like an emoji, but a little bit more distinct. And Twitter's taking stickers in a different direction by letting you add them to photos. So you can't paste them into a direct message. You can't paste them into the text of a tweet. But if you're uploading a photo, you can add a sticker right over the top of the picture you took.
I see. And what kind of stickers are we talking? The standard emojis, random eggplants?
Yeah, well, at launch, pretty much everything that you see on your emoji keyboard, which is included in every single messaging app out there, is going to have a sticker version for Twitter. That's all they have at launch. So you'll have the smiley faces, the thumbs up, the national flags, the dancing ladies, all that good stuff, pizza. But in the future, what Twitter tells me is that there will be stickers that are tied to brands, tied to holidays, tied to big events. So they're going to get more creative, but at launch, it's pretty much just an emoji version of a sticker.
Are there any things that these stickers can do that the competition can't on other platforms?
Yeah, Twitter worked in a very uniquely Twitter feature for these stickers. If you see a sticker, whether it's in an app or on the desktop or anything like that, and you tap it or click it, you'll see a new view with all the images that also feature that same sticker. So I shared a picture of a dinosaur holding an ice cream cone, and if you tap that ice cream cone, you can see all these different images that have ice cream cones in them. So it's almost like a visual version of the hashtag. It's really something that feels very unique and makes sense in a Twitter context.
In terms of just trying to find its audience, is this geared more towards a certain kind of user?
Yeah, there's really a mobile focus here. The only way to apply any of these stickers to a photo on Twitter is if you upload a photo and add those stickers in the editing process and you're using Twitter's iOS or Android apps. Now, you can view photos with stickers on the desktop web or the mobile websites, but you can't actually add stickers to photos. So they're really starting with the mobile audience first, and then eventually maybe, you know, if this catches on, everyone else will get to use it as well.
You know, Twitter seems to really be tweaking a lot lately, you know, trying to repackage, trying to stay relevant among, you know, the competition, which in social media there's obviously a lot of. Is it in a rut? Is it having a certain amount of growing pains? I feel like it's trying to lure in a new audience, but I don't know how successful they are at doing so.
Yeah, they're in a kind of a difficult place. User growth and advertising has been down for a while now. And Jack Dorsey, who's one of the co-founders of the company, he came back as CEO late last year. And a lot of folks expected some new ideas and maybe kind of a fresh take on what Twitter should be. But so far, for the most part, we've seen a lot of improvements like this that do make Twitter more fun for existing users, but kind of so far have failed to reach massive new audiences. And as such, investor confidence is somewhat shaky these days. And in their most recent quarterly earnings report, they also mentioned that advertising is down. So, yeah, they're in a difficult spot. And of all the things they could have done, while stickers look really cool, it's probably not going to be that big turning point moment that people point to years later.
Nathan, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. For more, check out WSJD.com. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.